Early in the discussion on the borough budget, Assemblymember Matt Cooper offered an amendment to increase school funding by $1 million. It's something the school board and officials have lobbied for, and he says he was moved by public comments in support of the increase. Cooper also pointed to the funding uncertainty Juneau lawmakers are creating.
I think if we knew what the state was going to do, this would just be a math problem. We wouldn't be having much of a debate about it.
But Cooper's amendment didn't find traction with other assembly members. John Davies agreed uncertainty was in play. But for that reason, it made sense to see whether the borough or the school district got hit hardest in the state budget.
It's asymmetrical. If it ends up that the school district is in a worse place than we are, we can help out, but the other way around doesn't work.
Another amendment to readjust positions at the borough libraries fared better. It didn't offer more money, but aimed to create more flexibility in staffing. The only assembly member to vote against the budget was Lance Roberts, who disapproved of the slight tax increase it represented. He pointed to the state's fiscal crisis and issued a warning.
We've got to really reevaluate the services we put out and look at what's necessary and what's not necessary so that we can have a more sustainable budget in the future.
Mayor Carl Castle, in his comments, agreed with Roberts.
As a community, we need to sit down and take a look at what we're providing and what we want our community to look like going forward.
The mayor says he hopes to bring some people forward to help begin that process, but only after state lawmakers come up with a budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.